Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
All 100 seats in the House of Delegates will be on the ballot next month, although some of the races have little or no competition. So which ones will be important to watch on election night? Kyle Condick at the University of Virginia says he'll be watching seats Democrats took from Republicans 2 years ago, although the marquee race, he says, is Republican House Speaker Kirk Cox trying to keep his seat against Democratic challenger Sheila Bynum Coleman.
That one, I think, sort of stands out, although I don't think that's a seat that would sort of make or break the majority in the House. I think if Democrats are winning that seat, they may be winning a decent-sized majority.
Quentin Kidd at Christopher Newport University says he'll be watching that race and another one in Hampton Roads, where Republican Appropriations Chairman Chris Jones is defending his seat against Democratic challenger Clint Jenkins. He says the Speaker and the Appropriations Chairman are in tough races, although he adds they have the benefit of being longtime incumbents.
Kirk Cox was the civics teacher that everybody knew forever and ever. Chris Jones has had the family pharmacy forever and ever. And so I think those are going to be interesting races to watch because, you know, Democrats would love to knock off those two Republican leaders.
And here's the wild card, a race in Culpeper, where incumbent Republican Nick Freites won't be on the ballot because he missed the deadline. Will he be able to overcome that obstacle and get enough people to write his name on a ballot instead of voting for Democrat Ann Ridgway? Voters will have the final say on Election Day. I'm Michael Pope.